Now, from libraries to way out into space, which is the question of lithium. Now, a scientific mystery, which goes back about 60 years, has been solved partially. I say partially, and you'll find out why in a second. Because when scientists began looking at distant stars, what they found was that there was something not quite right. If you look at what came out of the Big Bang when the universe was created, there were large amounts of hydrogen, the simplest element we know of, smaller amounts of helium, the next smallest element, and then traces of lithium, atomic number 3. Now, given that those things were made by the Big Bang, you should see roughly equivalent amounts of hydrogen, helium and lithium pretty much distributed all over the universe. So what people couldn't understand is when they looked at some stars, why was it that some of those stars had what we would call a normal amount of lithium, whereas other stars, equivalently old and of equivalent sizes, didn't seem to have any, or at least less than 1% of the amount that the other ones did. So where has that lithium gone? Well, a group of researchers in Europe, this is Garrick Israelian and his colleagues, have got a paper in the journal Nature this week where they think they've managed to solve this. What they did was a big survey, 500 stars, including Rod Stewart and Tina Turner. No, I'm just kidding. And they compared those stars, 70 of which had planets orbiting them, and they looked at the levels of lithium in them. And what they found, very interesting, when they arranged them in order of size and age and so on, so they were comparing like with like, those which had planets around them had no or very low levels of lithium visible in the starlight. But those that didn't have planets, or just solitary stars, had normal levels of lithium.
So were those ones battery-powered? No, why was that?
Well, a quote from the researchers themselves, they don't actually know. But what they say is it's now up to the theoreticians to figure out exactly how this happens. But they've got a theory. What they think is going on is that the presence of planets around the star in some way stirs up the surface of the star, and this pulls the lithium off the surface deeper into the star. And why that's significant is that the surface of the star, believe it or not, is not actually that hot. It's about 5,000 or 6,000 degrees, which is insufficiently hot to burn off lithium. But the interior of the star, which might be millions of degrees, 15 million plus degrees, in there, it is hot enough. So if you get the lithium stirred up off the surface and going inside the star, it can then burn off. And planets, they think, perhaps in some way stir up the surface and make that happen.
Why is it useful to know this?
Well, apart from answering a very age-old mystery of planetary and cosmic science, what it also does is give us a clever way to find planets around distant stars, because up until now people have had to do painstaking and excruciating studies to look for distant stars wobbling a little bit or the light dipping a little bit as a planet goes between your telescope and the star you're looking at. This technique means that you can look at the light coming from the star, you can tell, because lithium has a certain signature written into that spectrum, whether there's lithium there or not, and if a star has no lithium, like our own sun, that's a good director that perhaps there are some planets orbiting it, so you should focus your attention there, not waste your time looking at stars that have loads of lithium, because they probably don't have any planets.
Great, so I won't be saying goodbye to my lithium batteries anymore. They're actually got a nice useful element in them.